other names for him?
Satan.
Okay. What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
I wouldn't tell them anything.
But have you ever heard?
Mm-hmm. The devil's going to get you. Let's see, you say, not the devil. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I haven't heard anybody use that expression.
Do you ever hear booger man?
Yeah, the booger man. Mm-hmm. It's going to get you.
Uh-huh. What do people think they see around a graveyard at night?
Ghosts.
Okay. What about them? Do you ever hear of a house that people were scared to go in?
It's haunted.
Do you ever hear people seriously talk about that?
yes, I've heard of children very seriously talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Very seriously.
What about grown-ups? Have you ever met anyone who saw a ghost?
I never have believed that anybody, any grown person, really believed in ghosts.
Uh-huh. There's some houses around parts of Georgia. Heard of this one thing in the paper one time about a house where this girl would come to the top of the stairway or something.
Yes, that's right. They tell stories like that around here, about these houses around here.
Uh-huh. These old houses?
Uh-huh. Yes, they tell some stories. I think Dunleith has a ghost. I think two or three of them have.
Oh, really?
Ghosts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's anything special about the ghosts?
Yes. Excuse me. Each one has a special story. Excuse me, but I'm sorry. I don't know them. I can't distinguish them, but they have ghosts. We lived in one house once that my sister was sure was haunted because she practiced in one of the rooms. This was an old house, and we were renting the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she declares that out of the room behind that the door opened and a white hand came out. And that was the last time she ever practiced in that room. They had to move the piano.
Maybe it's an excuse to keep from practicing.
No, she had to practice just the same. She knew better than that.
You might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold.
Or not really cold, but
cooler.
Mm-hmm. Any other expression?
Well, let's see. It's getting, no, I can't think of one.
Mm-hmm. What about chilly or
yes,
airy?
Chilly. Chilly would be, it's getting airish, yes. Either one of those might be used.
Uh-huh.
It's getting chilly.
Chilly and airish mean the same thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chilly is a little worse than airish.
Mm-hmm.
A little more so.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
What about them? You might say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd what, stay here?
I'd rather.
Okay. And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in some time, how might you express your feelings when you saw him? You'd say, I'm
so glad to see you.
Okay. Do you ever say I'm proud to see you?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of people saying that, but I haven't heard anybody say that much that I know.
Uh-huh. Say someone says something kind of shocking. You were sort of surprised or indignant that they said that. You'd say, why the very
idea.
Hmm?
By the very idea.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger?
Well, it all depends. You might say, how do you do? Or you might say, I'm so glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm. And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope you come back.
Again, soon.
And how do you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And a Happy New Year.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a Christmas gift?
Yes.
People
yes, but you say that only to intimate people,
mm-hmm.
more or less.
How would that custom go?
Well, what I think of right away is the cook on Christmas morning,
mm-hmm.
saying Christmas gift to everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift.
Expect to get something?
She knew she was going to get something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You'd say it mostly to people you knew you were going to get something from.
Uh-huh.
Christmas gift. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that to anybody?
Yeah, I might say that in my family.
To your parents or your...
Well, not to my parents, but to a cousin or to somebody like that.
Uh-huh. Sam, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping?
And if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
wrapped it up.
And when I got home, I...
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it?
At a loss.
Okay. And say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it
costs too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow.
And in the 30s, money was
scarce.
Uh-huh.
Money was tight.
Do you remember that very well?
Oh, heavens, I should say.
What was
anybody who lived through the 30s knows, but it was very bad.
You think it's going to get that way again?
I would not predict anything. No.